In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Christ is in our midst. If I were to ask you what were the three great Lenten disciplines, I'm sure everyone would be able to answer that question. Let's test that out. What are the three great Lenten disciplines? Very good. Prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. These three disciplines are interconnected. They work together like a three-legged stool. 2 weeks ago, we considered why we fast, and next week we'll consider why we give alms. So today we need to consider the nature of prayer. And why is it that we focus so much of our life on prayer? Why does this Lenten season emphasize prayer so much? To answer that question about why prayer is so emphasized in this season, and ultimately in our lives, we have to back up a little bit and consider the origin of Great Lent itself. Great Lent originated out of the final preparation time for catechumens that were going to enter the church through baptism on Holy Saturday. And this was that final stretch of their preparation where fasting intensified and the catechism intensified and they learned things that they hadn't learned up until this point. And eventually the church entered into that time of the catechumenate with the catechumens and in solidarity with them started doing what they were doing as well to kind of help them on their journey. And then it was discovered that it's not only something that's good to help the catechumens on their journey, it's actually good for those who are long-standing faithful members of the church as well to enter into this time of Great Lent. And it became a time to go back to our basics of our faith, to be re-catechized in the things that we already should know. And ultimately, that was the nature of what Great Lent became and has been retained down to this day. So Great Lent is a time to return to the basics. And if we think about that, if it's time to get back to the basics, what is more basic to the spiritual life than prayer? And thus, prayer is, of course, emphasized because it is such a basic building block of our spiritual life. Prayer is emphasized because it's foundational to spiritual growth. Prayer is emphasized because it needs to be pervasive in our life. Prayer is emphasized because the Christian life doesn't make sense apart from prayer. I will tell you why it's not emphasized and why we essentially do not pray. These are not the reasons that we pray. One of those reasons we don't pray is to give God information, as if God is unaware of our lives and needs to be informed about all about our life, and so we have to tell him every detail as if he doesn't know it already. No, we recognize that God understands our life. He knows already. So our prayers aren't informing God what he doesn't know. Likewise, our prayers are not ultimately about attempting to change God's mind about something. Prayer is not a kind of charm that we work on God, a way that we manipulate God to get out of God what we want. God is beyond our manipulation. God is already inclined and motivated by his great love towards us, and prayer isn't about working some kind of charm on him to get what we want. Prayer is not about that either. So what is prayer about, and why is prayer focused upon and so important to us? Certainly there are many reasons that prayer is important, and we could not exhaust this morning, but I will suggest three of the reasons that it is important. And the first one is because prayer is relational. It builds our relationship with God, and that is why we need to pray. There is no building of that relationship with God outside of prayer. Prayer is relational. Secondly, prayer is a reminder to us. It reminds us of our identity, and it reminds us of our priorities. And thirdly, prayer is refreshing. It's a way that we open the doors to God's grace in our life, to receive his living water into the depths of our soul, to refresh our soul, to nourish our soul. So consider that first aspect with me, that prayer is indeed relational, that it builds our relationship with God. We recognize that one of the most basic levels of any relationship is communication. And prayer is that primary means by which we communicate with God. As I already said, we recognize God knows everything, so our prayers aren't about giving God the information that he doesn't already have. But they are essentially building our relationship with God. And in practice, it might look the same, because in fact, in practice, we might start telling God stuff he already knows. But the point is, why do we do that? We don't do it to inform God. We do it for another reason. We do it because by doing so, we're opening our heart to God and building a relationship with God. So it's coming from a different place. By communicating with God, we build our relationship. We recognize that in life that it happens. Think about children, a three-year-old who goes out in the world and every day is a new discovery that they make. And what if they're your child, your niece, your nephew, they make that discovery, and you might even be with them when they make that discovery. And they come to you and they want to tell you all about it. You probably already know the observation that they made. Okay? We recognize this, right? They're not giving you new information, but yet it's a wonderful, it's a enlightening, it's a beautiful experience to have that child tell you this observation that they have made on life. Because why? Because you're seeing an insight into their life and you're building relationship with that child. And that is the nature of what prayer does. It's not giving God information he doesn't have, but it's opening our heart to God. It's opening as his children, giving him stuff of our life so that he is invited and we're building into our life and we're building that relationship with God. Prayer works that way. It's helpful for us to talk about things. We need to talk about it, and we need to talk about the things in our life first and foremost with God. By reaching out to God in prayer, we make that relational connection. It builds our relationship with God. We recognize any relationship requires efforts in communication. We don't grow in friendship. We don't grow in marriage. We don't grow in any relationship without communication. We need to communicate. And shutting down communication is never a good thing in any relationship. We recognize communication is vital. And prayer is that way of communicating with God, inviting God into our lives to build our relationship with God. It is indeed relational. Prayer is also a reminder to us. On a very basic level, prayer reminds us of our identity as Christians. By praying, we are simply remembering that Christ is Lord and we are his disciple. Maybe we shouldn't need reminders, but in fact, most of us do need to be reminded the things that are most important. We need to be reminded the things that we so easily forget that we really shouldn't forget. Life is filled with its various forms of distraction. We get distracted and we kind of do forget for a time. And prayer is that way to bring us back and remind us who each one of us indeed are and who God is. Prayer works that way. And also, prayer reminds us essentially of our priorities. By starting the day with prayer, we prioritize our day. We're reminded that as a Christian, we have duties to perform this day. And one of those duties is to honor God in how I live my life. To try to live my life honestly, lovingly, kindly, etc. We consider those things in prayer as we pray to God. And so it prioritizes the stuff of our life. We're praying about the things that we're going to face that day, and we're gaining a heavenly perspective on those things. It's prioritizing how we're approaching our day. It reminds us to seek first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. It reminds us our priority to love God and to love our fellow man. And I would suggest that prayer is more than just a mental reminder. It might start out that way. But one of the beautiful things about prayers and reading, especially written prayers and reading them out loud, is there is something that happens in saying things out loud. Not just to other people, but for us personally. When we say something out loud, when we hear our own voice saying the words that we're saying out loud, something tends to happen. It's a powerful thing that it begins to descend out of our heads and get into our hearts. And so I would suggest that prayer is a reminder in a different way, a manner that we're sometimes unconscious of, and that is that the words of prayer not only remind our head what we should be thinking about, but essentially prayer reminds our hearts what we should be feeling about, what we should be loving. It reminds our hearts the things that we should really be holding on to, that we should really value in this life. So prayer is a powerful reminder to our identity and ultimately to our priorities. Then thirdly, I would suggest that prayer is indeed refreshing. It's true that prayer doesn't always feel refreshing to us because sometimes we just don't feel like doing it, right? But I would suggest that it's kind of like having our vegetables. We might not feel like having our vegetables, right? But we recognize they're nutrient-rich and we need to have our vegetables. And what happens if we consume our vegetables? Those nutrients are getting into our body and ultimately refreshing our body, regardless of how emotionally we feel the emotional connection to the vegetables, whether it's there or not. We recognize there's something that's going on. We're receiving some nutrients, and that is how prayer works. We're refreshed. There's nutrients for our spiritual life, for our souls, that we receive through prayer. It's refreshing to us. Life is difficult to face alone. We need help, and much of the time, the help that we need, no human being can bring to us. We need help from above. We need the help that only God can give, divine grace to touch us, to strengthen us. And prayer is that conduit by which we open up our heart to grace, to His strength, to His help. It's like turning on a faucet of living water. We pray and we find the living water that our souls ultimately need to be refreshed. We need strength. We need divine help to face the day that is ahead. And prayer opens the door to these things, to divine help, to grace, and infuses us with strength from above. Prayer gives us the grace to take the necessary steps that are before us. Prayer, in fact, refreshes our souls with grace. So Great Lent is a time for us to get back to the basics, a time to consider and emphasize what is most important. Perhaps the most basic building block of our spiritual life is prayer. And so it is we emphasize prayer during Great Lent, because prayer is that essential building block that is necessary for spiritual growth. It is a foundation to our spiritual life. Prayer is essential because prayer is relational. It builds our relationship with God. Prayer is essential because it is a reminder of our identities and our priorities. And prayer is essential because it refreshes our souls with the living waters of grace. Prayer is essential not only during Great Lent, however, but in fact, prayer is essential in each and every day of our lives. So let each one of us embrace prayer, and let us make it the very foundation of our lives. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.